I'm Nikki B. You're listening to The World Show. And right now, I did tell you it's not a second guest. It is a group of second guests. And they were also on this show this year already. Yeah. I invited them for Africa Day and they blew us all away. And when they came, I said, as soon as the album is out, you are going to come back. They are Beyond Vocal. You know, and I'm going to go back to that time because the reason I met you was at the launch of, it was the media launch for The Joy of Jazz. Yeah. And of course, you'd been booked for The Joy of Jazz. Yeah. And I didn't manage to see your show because I was working. How was your show? Yes, how was it?
No, it was amazing, Nick.
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're listening, you're a new fan of Beyond Vocal.
Yes.
Follow us now.
Yes.
But yeah, the last time we were here, we were preparing for The Joy of Jazz. And it was our first time, by the way.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
Yes.
We had fun, you know. Obviously, sharing a stage with so many artists, you know, that have come before us. You know, it was an honor. We had fun.
Yes.
We had fun, Nikki. And I think some of us stayed for the rest of the evening to watch and enjoy other artists. But it was amazing. Thanks to Mandua and the team, you know, for entrusting us with that stage.
Yes. And again, you know, one of the things about a festival like Joy of Jazz is that listeners, those audiences, they come for great music, whether they know it or they don't know it, whether they've just came across you as Beyond Vocal, or, you know, they come with wide open ears, you know, and I think that's also what makes those performances absolutely so special. Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Amazing crowd. You know, it really speaks to the fact that music is a universal language.
Yes.
You know? There's nothing as inspiring and fulfilling as performing for a crowd that is in tune with you on stage.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Forget singing along, because that is standard with your Joy of Jazz crowd.
Yes.
Joy of Jazz crowd. But
yes,
you can tell that it goes beyond the lyrical content.
Yes.
You know, to literally having fun and being in tune with you right there on stage. You know, so amazing, amazing crowd.
Yes. Even if it's the first time they've seen you, they respond with that warmth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I think what I should have done is actually introduce each one of you. I've got Mbuso. I've got four of the five members of the band here. The fifth hopefully will join us. I've got Mbuso. Let's hear your voice.
you know the norm is that radio voices are the deeper tones, you know, and I've got the high, I have a high pitched voice, so I always speak the least, you know. However, we had fun at Joy of Jazz, man. Thank you for having us back, Nikki. We have a beautiful relationship with you now, you know. We posted some videos with you. You have your crowd. You've introduced us to your crowd, and so...
And I got such an amazing response on Africa Day. I mean, I'm sure you saw the response. People were just like, wow, you know? Yeah. Yes.
Music has a way of breaking down walls, you see. The norm is that people will get into a room and then size each other out. Do I really belong with this crowd or not, you know? But when we're in the room and you put music in the mix, it breaks down walls. We begin to warm up to each other.
Yes.
You know, the first time we met, it was just so serious. Like you're saying, it was at the media launch.
Yes.
But once we came to the studio and sang with you, it feels like we've been knowing each other for a long time.
Exactly. And
so we had the same experience with the crowd at the Joy of Jazz. People warmed up to us. Unfortunately, you can't greet everybody after the show.
Yes.
But we had a wonderful time with the people. People loved it. People stood up. People danced to the music. And we created magic on the night.
Yes. Beautiful. And then, of course, I've got Nkosana.
Yeah.
Welcome again, Nkosana.
Thank you so much for having us.
good evening to the listeners. Yeah. Good evening to you. Lovely.
Thank
seeing you.
You.
Always a pleasure. I think your aura and energy is just Ooh. So infectious.
Yeah,
we gravitate towards it so much. But my name is Nkosana. I do the vocal percussion for the group.
Yes.
When given an opportunity, I sing. But I think it's just an amazing time for us. A project that is out there, an expression of ourselves, an expression of who we are, the music that we do. And I think it's really, we owe it to God. We owe it to the relentless belief in us, in the craft, and what we stand for is beyond vocal. Really, it's beyond the music. You will also, I suppose, hear those sentiments and feel them in the music and how we also express ourselves there. So I think it's an exciting time for us, and we are so, so grateful to not only be here, but also just share with our audience, share with our friends, with our families, and everybody who also believes in this brand, and everybody who's going to now become part of the family of Beyond Vocal. So thank you so
beautiful,
much.
Beautiful, yes.
We appreciate it, and we are so excited and elated, man.
Good, beautiful. And then, of course, I must move on to Theo. Oh, no, it's Mdu.
Yes.
Mdu, Theo's on his way. Mdu. Yes, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Nikki. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I think, I hope by the time we leave here, those guys would have gathered enough courage to tell you how many times per rehearsal they mention your name. You know, that is just how fond this band is of you.
Thank you. So did you make some songs and think she'll like this one? She'll like well, I like all of them, so what can I say?
there's just a certain energy where whenever we hear, every time we hear, man, you know, there's something that we take home with us. You know, I don't know what it is. It's a phenomenon.
Thank you.
But there's a certain calmness that we always live with here. And I think we owe it to how you have actually preserved the culture of the type of music and the energy. You know what I mean? There's just so much consistency in terms of what you do. And we really, really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
This guy has employed me to do bass.
Mm-hmm.
So I do bass for the band. I don't sound like this.
Yes.
Because I've got a bit of flu. That's why maybe my voice is a bit...
Your voice is sounding very rich and ripe, I must say. I think the flu's, you know, giving it... It's helping,
yeah,
yes.
So I do bass for the band. And it's so amazing. I always say that there is nothing as encouraging as being surrounded by people that you know have your back.
Yes.
You know, having someone right next to you that you know you can go to war with, you know what I mean, and is there for the long haul.
Yes.
That is very encouraging, you know. We've been together for a very long time, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And, that is one thing that I really, really value about this band, you know. So, yeah, they asked me to sing bass, and I'm the least paid.
Yeah. You know the eternal plight of a bass bassist, even though he's talking about his voice.
Yeah, it's okay to be here.
Yes. And of course the man that I'm always communicating with regards to arrangements.
Our CEO. Is our CEO.
Your CEO. I wasn't sure of the title. Stelo.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes.
No. Thank you, Nikki, for having us.
It's
you
a
know, you
yes.
Know, you know, these guys use me, Nikki. You know, they say nice things when they want me to do stuff.
Yes.
You know, but yeah,
it's never easy being the one who does all the arrangements.
No, actually, the guy who just spoke,
yes,
is too humble for, you know, for what he's doing.
Yes.
He's our music director.
Yeah, okay.
He's the guy who puts everything together.
So you're the CEO manager, and he's the musical director.
Corporate affairs.
The corporate affairs. So,
he's the cleaner.
And I think Mbuso is HR. And
actually, yes.
And you're finance.
Spokesperson.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, we're really happy to be here, Nikki. I think every time we think of coming to Kaya, you know, we know that we, you know, we're gonna have a good time. You know?
Absolutely.
Last time we were here, we were with Budringo when he was pushing Ikwelo.
Ikwelo.
Yes. And you gave him such a beautiful tribute. I remember seeing his face. Yes. It was like I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Because you told me, but Ringo had no idea.
Yeah.
And that was such a special moment.
Amazing. And coincidentally, the first track, you know, on our album is called Ingoma, and there's a line that says Ikhaya lengoma leli. So we are at Kaya FM, you know, so it's
the home
of music. And that's the first track, you know.
Well, I think we should play that track now. And then we come back on the other side of the track. We're going to be talking more about the album, the newly released album, Amelo. Beyond Vocal with me in the studio. And they've just released or recently released Mellowed. And this one is...
Ingo. Oh, Ikhaya lengoma.
You are listening to Kaya 959.
On air.
On the 959 app.
On kaya959.co.za.
Now stop.
Rhythm and beats. Fresh new sounds on the World Show with Nikki B.
Sondela, la lela. Sondela, sondela, la lela. Sondela, la lela. Sondela, sondela, la lela.
Kanti wena kanjani ukuthi ngumi kumapi wena spali sisikele ukuthi senza kanjani lala phansi umamele wena spali kanti wena kanjani ukuthi ngumi kumapi wena spali sisikele ukuthi senza kanjani lala phansi umamele wena spali
tuna mamele
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That one is in Goma.
Yeah.
Tula Mamela. Yeah. Beyond Vocal are with me in the studio. The album is called Mellowed, and it's a beautiful, beautiful offering. Before I go on to Mellowed, I think let's just touch base with how you guys came together. How did Beyond Vocal start?
I think Mbuso will answer that.
Okay.
We've told
you. Do you know why? Yes. I think I want him to answer that because he's the one who came up with the title of the album.
Okay, Mellowed.
So I know it's going to eventually lead to that.
Yes.
Because the explanation of Mellowed is, you know, well brewed, something like
yes.
that. And I think as a band, you know, we've went through all seasons for us to where we are.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think Mbuso will.
Mbuso, how did question. Yeah? How did it all start?
Our story starts out as a cliche, you know. We started out in church. We all knew each other,
yes,
from different branches of our churches, and I think
were you singing in church? Obviously,
we've always been singing,
yes.
But however, we were part of choirs, you know, when you're part of a youth choir.
Yes.
Some of the guys were singing with DYC, and I think it's Ndu and Stella who were part of a quartet group. They used to sing as it was a full band,
yes.
Four-member band, and they sang for quite a while. They were popular in their own little circles.
Yes.
You know? And then I then joined the quartet and it became a quintet.
Yes.
Not under the Beyond Vocal name though.
Yes.
So a couple of years went by. This is back in the early 2000s, I think. Just around 2010, around that time. We then officially launched Beyond Vocal because we thought to ourselves, this is right after, you know, studies and stuff like that. The other guys were already working. You know, and we're like, how's about we push this a little further and see how much we can achieve through it, you know? So from that church setup, we did, I think our turning point was when we did a project with can we mention brands? And okay. We were part of Spirit, what's the name? Spirit Music, a production called Spirit of Praise, Volume 3.
Yes.
You know, this is the first time we ever sang in front of a huge crowd like that and a huge production like that.
Was it a live recording?
It was a live recording.
Yes.
You can find it online. So we did a song with the famous Pastor Benjamin Dube.
Yes.
Who's highly experienced musically and he's been around for years. And so we did that project. And after that, I think our brand began to get a little bit more attention. We used to only sing in our denomination.
Yes.
And then after that, we began to flow out into other denominations. And then our footprint got bigger then.
Yes.
You know?
And we started getting paid.
And yes. Yeah.
Or to put it nicely, you start saying, you know, you started to explore the professional side.
Yeah, the professional side.
Yes.
And I will say, at that point, we saw how big, how huge the horizon was.
Yes.
For what we do, because before then we used to think, you know, it would be nice if we do a nice concert at the end of the year and the church people come and attend and it's going to be beautiful. That was what we thought was the highest level that we can achieve.
Yes.
We do Spirit of Praise and then the horizon all of a sudden gets bigger. And yes, some years later,
you started to see the potential as a career, in
yes.
a sense.
And then some years later, I think we did a show called Afro Cafe.
Yes.
Which
on
was
on TV, yeah.
We attended for the wrong reasons in our church. Because a lot of people, for the first time, saw us sing a non-gospel song.
Yes.
It was a love song.
Yes.
That gospel song, to put it
yes.
in a nicer way. And then we turned it for all the wrong reasons. People watch that and they're like, what is going on here? These guys are singing a love song. And the presenter had actually specified that we asked you guys to try out a love song because we want to see what it will sound like and look like. And so people went on at us.
But isn't God also about love?
True.
So it's just one a different aspect.
You should have commented then.
Yes.
I think that gave us a bit of a, you know, it kind of gave us a bit of a thick skin after that, because, you know, we had to deal with a lot of people coming at us. And then at the end of the day, we're like, but God is about love. What are you guys on about? However, we remain Christians and we sing these love songs.
Yes.
You know, hopefully they strengthen relationships.
Yes.
And hopefully they do a lot of... overseas people talk about how a baby face, you know, you made me have a child.
Yes.
But that's not what we're about. We really want to strengthen relationships. We're very grounded people from that church background. And with years, we've changed members, you know, because as we continued singing, it became more demanding.
Yes.
And some of the guys couldn't keep up. I think one of the members resigned or retired because he thought to himself, given the responsibilities that he has, he wouldn't be able to keep up, because like I said, when our horizon got bigger, the gigs became more, and we began to travel across the country, and we had gigs outside of the country as well, and so we've evolved to this. But I'd say we began to be full-time professionals in 2015.
Yes.
That's when we really began to take it seriously, and the type of gigs we began to attract after that, you know.
Yes, now you saw there is...
Only now do we get to do Joy of Jazz, but we've done bigger shows than Joy of Jazz. That's what people don't realize. We've done Fill Up F&B.
Yes.
We've done a tour with Boyz II Men. I think when I say this, I say it from a humble place. We want to know which South African awards we haven't done.
Yes.
This is in the corporate space. We've done cricket awards. We've done...
SAFTAs.
We've done National Sports Awards. Mm. We've done Gauteng Sports Awards. Mm. We've done Athletic South Africa. And so we pretty much the corporate space enjoys us.
Yes.
It's easy to sell us in that space. However, mainstream also has caught on.
Yes.
Hence the demand for the album. We've been signed under the biggest music company in the world, Universal Music.
Yes.
We're with them for so many years, and we've done a lot of work with them. And out of that relationship, did we do a lot of collaborations. So, brought us to a point whereby when we were about to release this album, we needed to give it a good name.
Yes.
You know? And we remembered how, you know, we've been taken advantage of, which they call paying your school fees.
Yes.
You know, we had that in our journey. And a lot of artists want to skip that stage. You know, they want to get to the money quickly.
Mm. And they're not disappointed.
Yeah. So, however, when you get taken advantage of, we don't promote that.
Yes.
Neither do we condone it. But those kinds of things prepare you.
Yes.
You know how to deal with people going forward. You tighten all the loose screws, you know. And when people come to you now and they want to work, you know to put everything in writing. And you sign out to say, hey, man, if you want us to do this, 1, 2, 3, sign here so that, you know, everybody is protected at the end of the day. So we wanted a good name that captures who we are, you know. Our journey, we've grown musically from the type of music we started writing to this type of music we write now. We've grown a lot. We worked with small artists. Now we're attracting all these big artists. People don't know this. Just before COVID, we were doing a... During COVID? Well, we were doing a song with a huge American rapper.
Yes.
You
know, do you want to mention names?
We can use the name. Drake. We were doing a song that Drake was going to be a part of. Mm. And I think we recorded everything that it required of us, and they were happy. We submitted it, but you never know how it works in the other side of the world, when it's going to get released and stuff like that. Yeah. And we did a beautiful collaboration with AKA. So we do different types of genres when we meet with these people. So
even this album is featuring some collaborations.
Yes, we've got some nice collaborations in this album. We've got Umusa, we've got Busiswa, who is known for dance music. We've got JR, who is a rapper, hip-hop artist, and Musa is Afropop. So when you look at everything combined, we decided to term the album, or call the album, Mellowed, because it speaks to the journey that we've been on, the ups and downs, blood, sweat, and tears, you know, and
it's like a fine wine.
Yes.
With time, it gets even richer.
We were in the furnace.
Yes.
You know, we were in the furnace, and we were all impurities were going out.
Yes.
And the special metal, gold,
yes,
hopefully has come out of this. So we termed the album Mellowed because of everything that we've been through, and hopefully it translates when people listen to it. They can tell that this is a lot of experience and this is a lot of effort.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely. And in fact, there's what I noticed about this album also, and it's so interesting what the story you've been telling me, because this album has love songs.
Yeah.
This album has spiritual songs.
Absolutely.
But this album also has songs that make social commentary.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that is really beyond vocal in its essence.
Yeah. To actually just to make reference to what you're talking about, the ladies are gonna forgive me for this, but for a couple of days I realized that a lot of statuses on my timeline were actually purple, and I couldn't understand until someone actually explained to me. I saw the hashtag about, I think it's Women for Change.
Yes, yeah, it's Women for Change.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like I'm saying, that just to make a direct reference, you know, I think sometimes we spend so much time looking or rather focusing on what is wrong, as compared to appreciating what actually is happening. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, a song like...
How to be part of making change come. Yes. Change,
you know what I mean? So a song like Imbogodo that we actually did with Busiswa.
Yes.
Is basically a song that appreciates the mothers. It says, Tula mduana, tula sana,
yes,
umba mageko, uyochalimbeu, zempilo yako. Meaning, your mother is not here, you know, and she has gone to sow a seed that is going to benefit you in future. And for me, that speaks to, you know, the struggle that our mothers went through. You know, we were being raised by lousy amounts, and there's a family of about five. You know what I mean? But the mother is trying to make it work.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
often carrying everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a song that literally appreciates, you know, everything that women do for their children. You know what I mean? It's not easy. You know, so that is that basically speaks to what you're talking about, that there's a direct connection between some of the songs that address
a social commentary, or building awareness.
Yeah.
In fact, I was going to play Sizakele, but I think I'll play that afterwards. Yeah. I think in the light of what you've just said, let's play Imbokodo now,
absolutely,
because felt it was such an important song to play at the moment. As you see, Women for Change, on the 21st, there is going to be a 15-minute shutdown at midday.
Yeah.
And I urge everybody to do that as part of raising awareness, just as this track, Imbokodo, does.
Yes.
Beyond a Vocal with me on The World Show, the album is called Mellowed.
Kaya, 959.
On the street.
On the air.
Sounds to uplift. Sounds to uplift. And inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Did it, mama keko uyo jali nde use milo yako chula chula mtwana o mama keko uyo jali nde use milo yako chula chula mtwana o mama keko uyo jali nde use milo yako chula chula mtwana o mama keko
Beautiful. Very, very special. I love the sound also. You can feel that emotion in her, in her voice, you know. And I think it's also beautiful that you, as a vocal a cappella group, if I can use that word because there is music, but you know what I'm saying, has started to incorporate guests on your release as well. Yeah. I think that's beautiful. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say about that, that's a particularly poignant song in the times we live. But sometimes your message doesn't always have to have a social commentary. It can still be a powerful message. Like I think Pillard has, for instance. Pillard, you released as a single.
Yes, in 2016.
Yes.
Yeah, we were still under Feel Good Music. Shout out to JR. Who's also part of the album.
Yes.
And Pila was written by Mdu. So I don't know what he was thinking. He, you know, the message is you only live once.
Yes, yes.
Definitely something happened there. But yeah, we released it in 2016. And just before we, I think it was exactly a year before we signed with Universal Music.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. So is
still
this
relevant?
It's completely relevant. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That in itself is a form of social commentary.
Absolutely.
Because it's reminding you, you've got one life. Make the most of it. You know.
And you know, there's a question that most people actually ask. You know, why a cappella? You know, and
yes.
I say that sometimes instruments hide mistakes, right?
Yes.
But mistakes are a sign of how genuine you are.
Yes.
And voices actually expose the soul. So that's why we do it a cappella. You know, that's why we gravitate towards a cappella. But, you know, working with Riffy actually broadened our scope, you know, in terms of the other rhythmic elements that he brought into the album.
Yeah.
A song like Pila, like Stolo is saying, we did it in 2016, you know, but it sounds different.
Yeah.
Now that we actually had Riffy's input, you know.
Yes, and you've had 9 years of evolution since then.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that has been amazing for us, you know what I mean? Embracing that bit of change, you know, and other creative ideas from people that have actually brought in their weight into the album, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So we really appreciate that.
I hope we get time to play Pillar today. It's such an uplifting song, but there's another one I want to play before that. But you mentioned as an a cappella group. Now, you come from a country that is world famous for a cappella.
Yeah.
Do you feel, in a sense... actually, I wanted to ask two questions around that. What makes Beyond Vocal stand on its own? They're all amazing. I think all the top a cappella groups in this country are amazing. Most That's definitely. What made it a culture. Mm. But what makes Beyond Vocal, what gives Beyond Vocal their specific identity? And at the same time, do you in a way feel a sense of responsibility of being able to continue this tradition?
I want to take that.
Okay, let's start there.
I really want to take that because I kind of fear that certain things the guys could actually miss, you know, and that. But I say this as the music director of the band.
Yes.
It's one thing to actually take the credit for the creation of the music, but I'll tell you now, the biggest strength about this band that makes us very, very diverse is the fact that everyone has an input in the creation of the music. So it's not one-dimensional where there's literally one person who's creating the entire catalog of the band.
Yes.
At any given point, we from the get-go, we created a culture that says everyone has something positive to contribute.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we created
everyone's as important as the other.
Yes, everyone is as important. And we made it easy for everyone. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is why it becomes, the process of creating music becomes very, very easy. I mean, a classic example of what I'm talking about, Ingoma.
Yes.
Ingoma is literally a tune that we were playing with when we're doing sound check. You know what I mean? And that song did not come complete. It just came as a hook, and then someone added something, somebody added something. So there's just that.
Shout out to Nziga.
Shout out to Nziga. He's the one who actually did the lyrics for the verse on Ingoma. You know,
Nziga from the soil.
Amazing. Nziga from the soil, by the way.
Yes,
you know, so that is one thing that I know sets us apart, you know what I mean? Because we have different musical influences.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Someone loves soul, you know. The other person loves gospel. The other person loves hip-hop. The other person loves jazz. And when all of us come together, we just create a very unique but organic and genuine sound. Mm. But more than anything, I still want to give the guys their flowers, because our biggest strength as a band is that we don't overly complicate music.
Yes.
Because music is something spiritual, man. You need to allow it to flow, you know.
Yes.
You shouldn't be trying too hard. So sometimes overly complicating music, you know, it's got its own people, shout out to them, you know.
Yes.
But that is one thing that makes me really, really comfortable working with the guys, because we all share the same vision. Make the music very simple, make people happy, you know what I mean? So
and I suppose even at different times you come up with different, like the idea is sparked. Each of you has a turn where the idea is sparked by you. Would I be correct in saying Absolutely. So one of you's got a song and you bring it, and then the song grows by being together.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Such a ripple effect of ideas, experiences,
it really
taste,
is,
everything, and it just all comes together in that part, and then, you know.
But it really is like a conversation, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Each and every song is like a conversation, because you started with something, then he added this, then you took yours further, and, you know, beautiful.
And that also comes with fair criticism of certain ideas.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So there is the culture that says, maybe not.
Let's park that idea.
And is that where the musical director comes in?
Put his foot down. he comes in by not saying anything.
Yes. Then you know.
It's one of the lessons that I had to learn. You know, you write a beautiful tune and you think to yourself, the guys are gonna love this, and then they turn it down. Learning to deal with that on its own was a huge thing for me, and
To think of the whole, the collective, to get out of your own sense of ego. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing, but yes.
Yeah. And I think it's Marcus Miller who says the hardest thing that he ever had to do in music was to sound like himself.
Yes.
You know, I think we've been on that journey as well to, you know, obviously we all have inspirations, you know, inspired by this guy and that guy.
And I'm sure, as I said, you've got some of the greatest that you honor.
Yes.
Yes.
We're huge fans of Ladysmith, Black Mambazo.
Yes.
And we honor the soil so much.
Yes.
The soil are great friends of ours, hence their participation in our album, you know. When they came through, I think a cappella had been quiet for a while.
Yes.
You know, and then they brought it up mainstream and it just took off. So when we started around the same time, us and the soil, but they got their break earlier than us in terms of hitting the radios and hitting mainstream media. And then we came in just after that. You can't hate on that, you know.
No, absolutely. So it is a culture.
It's one of the cultures we try and do to always pay respect to everything. You can be technically better than Black Mambazo, but you are not Black Mambazo.
Yes.
You know, you can be technically better than the soil, but you're not.
But also, it's great to honor those that inspired you, you know.
Come before you.
Yes.
And so, in the process, we've had to find our own voice, our own sound. And like Ndu mentioned earlier, we try and simplify stuff because, you know, the normal ear, there's a normal man in the street ear, and then there's a trained ear.
Yes.
You know? So one of the things we had to learn, because some of us had inspirations like your Take Six, we were vocal jazz artists.
Yes.
And, you know, their music is very intricate. We had to learn to...
Yes.
To kind of make it simpler for the men.
Yeah, part of your appeal is
especially
that,
because of where we are.
Yes.
You know? And so, but again, music, man.
But again, I look at somebody like Bob Marley, and much of Bob Marley's music was very simple music.
Yeah.
And look at how it lives on. Yes. Absolutely. Those are like some of eternal hits. Mm. And there are other artists like that.
Mm. Our music is simple, but try singing.
Yeah, I won't. Let's hear Cesar Kele off Beyond Vocals album Mellow.
Yes.
Kaya 959.
Dying
on the streets. On the air. In African music, on the World Show with Nikki B.
When I see Zagele,
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 ngithanda abantu besizakele
wena
wena
wena sizakele
wena
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 sizakele ngiyafunga ngiyakhomela laba ngiyabayeka siyambolalesa oh baby lalela ngiyafunga ngiyakhomela laba ngiyabayeka siyambolalesa
Umbuza kanjani ukuthi ngithanda abantu besizakele Umbuza kanjani ukuthi ngithanda abantu besizakele
Wena
wena
wena sizakele
Wena
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 sizakele
Umbuza kanjani ukuthi ngithanda abantu besizakele Umbuza kanjani ukuthi ngithanda abantu besizakele
Wena
wena
When I see Zagele,
when
I see Zagele,
Kaya 9 5 9 and I'm putting the mics on so I couldn't clap. But now we have all five members of Beyond Vocal in the studio. Mbuso, Nkosana, Mdu, Theo and Stelo. And we've come to the end. I could have spent a whole nother hour.
Really?
But really, I want to say congratulations for a beautiful album. Yeah. And for those of you interested... there's, as I said, there's also spiritual songs on this album, some quite profound, deep ones, and of course, great fun ones, which I was going to play live, but I know we are always blessed when we have it live from the artist's mouth. So, Beyond Vocal, any gigs coming up? How can people find out when and where you are going to play?
First of all, Nikki, thank you to shout out to everyone that was part of this project. Rifi, Ntiga, Musa, Busi, Swa, and there's a special guest in the album, the guy who wrote a song for Makeba, Ukwenza Kwenkosi Zulu from the Royal House, KwaZulu. So he wrote that song.
Okay, because I wanted to play that. You see, we ran out of time.
Shout out to him. And people can follow Beyond Vocal SA on Instagram right now. Follow Beyond Vocal on Instagram. Follow Beyond Vocal on Facebook. Follow Beyond Vocal on
TikTok.
On TikTok and Twitter, everywhere. When you see Beyond Vocal, no, that's us. There's no any other Beyond Vocal in Africa, as far as I know.
And then they will know exactly where we are.
Yes. You know, so follow Beyond Vocal. That's where you'll find our gig guide. A whole lot of gigs are coming through. And probably someone who's listening to us is going to give us a call and give us
absolutely.
A gig.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
book Beyond
you can
Vocal.
Get hold of Beyond Vocal on 061-430-2245. 061-430-2245. Mm. And we will make... your gig and
very special,
a memorable one.
Yes. I have to give one more shout out.
Yes.
To Theo's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mikey. Yes.
Mikey.
apparently, she's part of the World Show family.
Absolutely.
So I say a very big thanks to her.
Yes.
There is a song that is so positive. We spoke about it earlier. It's Pillar. It's On Beyond Vocals' new album, which, as you know by now, is called Mellowed. But we are blessed because we're going to do it live. And that's how we're going to end tonight's World Show.
Yes.
You may begin.
All right.
Yo. Scuba do ba do ba bays, avaya. 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 Scuba do ba do ba bays.
Cry if you wanna cry.
If you wanna cry.
If you wanna smile,
treasure all that you got,
nothing left under the sun.
One, two, three.
Do what you love,
love what you do,
do what makes you happy. It's your life, yeah.
What's it?
Yellow, you have one life to live. Pillar guy one. Yellow, you have one life to live. Pillar guy one.
Some say you're somebody, some say you're nobody. The only thing that matters is who you say you are. Don't let them shake you, and never let them break you. Never let them pull you down. Stand your ground. Your hustle is your hustle. No one knows your struggle. Until you reach your destiny. Oh.
Till I got one pillar, you only live once.
Yeah. What a way to end the World Show. Of course, I know now this week's going to be just perfect.
Amazing.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, each one of you. Mbuso and Kosana, Mdu, Theo and Stelo. Thank you as thank you so Beyond much. Vocal. Go out and get the album Mellowed. You've only heard a couple of tracks off it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya.